Welcome to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast, where every week, Kirsten and Jeannie dive into the essential topics to fuel your business growth. From copywriting to course creation, mindset to video marketing, they've got you covered. Tune in for expert guest interviews on all things marketing and business, and learn how to work on your business, not just in it. So, get ready to unlock your business potential and take it to the next level.
Welcome, everyone, to our happy client interview today. We're so excited to introduce you to Lisa Marie Hines. Her company is called Fearlessly Debt Free. Isn't that a fabulous name? She also hosts a podcast called Big Bold Moves Abundant Life. Lisa Marie, we are absolutely excited to have you today and can't wait for this conversation.
I am excited to be here. It's been so amazing over the last almost a year. I can't believe it's a year that we've met and started working together. And I am a happy client. So I'm happy to talk with you and just encourage others to check you out and see what they can learn from this and how they could really better their life.
We're so excited. But before we actually do that, let's talk about you, because you're doing really good things in the world. You're making a big difference and you really have a heart for this work. So how did you become so passionate and how did you get involved with becoming a coach that helps people with budgeting and becoming debt-free and living in a really abundant life? Tell us that story.
For many years, my life has been surrounded by coaching, and take some time to really sit down and think about what our life entails, to really put a label on it. Because I know as women, we do a million things in our lives. And from raising four kids, my husband and I are so proud of our family, to moving into fitness. I did fitness before having a family, but the fitness, the raising the children, I was in a business and a career for 15 years where I coached women to be very successful in their businesses. And now to really transition into what I love so most right now is finances, and to encourage people to get their head out of the sand and to talk about something that is hush, and there's, you don't want to talk about your finances, and there's a lot of shame around it, and there's a lot of disappointment around it, and there's a lot of feeling like, oh my goodness, I should be so much further along than I am today, that I wanted to become a normal conversation. And just with the coaching, I'm finding that people, they just relax their shoulders a little bit more when they start to talk about it. And I'm somebody in many cases that people do not know. So it gives them an opportunity to talk and not feel maybe what they might feel if they're talking to people that they do know. Gives them that opportunity to talk about the things that they're concerned about or the things they're excited about, and to be able to bounce that off somebody. And statistically, we know that when we make big decisions or we move into certain situations and we talk it through, we become much more successful, because you may not have an idea that somebody you're talking to does, and then we can set you up for success. So that's how it evolved. This industry has been the last 2 years for me and this focus. However, I've had a lot of background in the finances, and I have to say the disclaimer. I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not a CPA. I'm not anything that works with anybody that works with taxes, but I do have the ability, I call it the shark eye, to look at somebody's situation and really be able to pull some things out. And it all starts here in the mind. And it's very exciting to work with people and help them to see that for them.
I love that. And I love your origin story, because you and your husband with four kids were not struggling financially, just didn't feel like you knew where your money went. And you had an aha moment that changed everything, didn't you?
It was my kids. They were saying to me, I need the money for this and I need the money for that, and the sports and all of the different things that kids require. And I was just so frustrated, and I couldn't believe that they didn't understand. But why would they? They're only kids, and they weren't little baby infants. Teaching them the value of money at an early age really set them up for success. So we took the big piece of paper and we put it on the big sliding door, and every single penny that went out of the house was written up on that board for a week. And it was so eye-opening to myself, but also to my kids. And I don't know if that was one deciding factor or if even they remember that, but to see my four kids who are all adults now with their own families, we've got one of them that's on his third home. We've got another one who is on their second home, and all four of them own homes. They're married with their own children and doing very well. It's just the lessons that we teach our kids. And I like to say, it's not what's taught, it's what's caught. So if you can show your children different ways to move forward and have a healthy conversation about money, they're going to be set up for that success that we take for granted sometimes. And it's always something that, not always, but in many cases, people don't want to talk about. So let's have that conversation. Yeah.
Yeah. You totally hit the nail on the head where you've got to make it an open conversation. We always say that nothing stirs up more emotion in people than the word money. And for most people, it's a negative emotion. I don't have enough. I don't know what I'm doing with it. I don't know what's coming or going. And there's such an important confidence and excitement when you do finally have hold of, okay, now I know what's happening. And now I know I'm doing the right thing with it. So important.
Absolutely. Yes, for sure. And we take it for granted that the money's just going to be there. And how many times does the month keep going, but you ran out of money 2 weeks ago? And we can make small changes. And I just think of it like the person who loves to go out to dinner. And you can continue to still go out to dinner, but maybe it's getting an appetizer and a drink as opposed to a whole meal. I just went out to dinner for the first time in a long time. I'm not a big going out to dinner kind of girl because it's so incredibly expensive. And I think there's a lot better things that I can do than spending $50 on a meal. But I was shocked at the prices on the menu. And we got the meal, had a gift card, of course, but got the meal and it was not overwhelming, I have to say. There are things that you can do to still have the lifestyle, but make some changes that will give you that great vacation once a year or things that really line up with what your beliefs are.
I love it. So you came into our world when you decided to launch a podcast so that you could start having conversations with people about, you know, money and living debt-free and building a really abundant life, which isn't just about money. It's about peace of mind. It's about being able to contribute and help others. It's about being healthy. I know one of the reasons you don't like to eat out either is because of all the stuff that goes into that food. You like to cook really healthy meals, which I think is awesome. So what was your experience when you first started working with a virtual assistant through us?
So at first, being a person who loves to be in control of everything, it was really challenging in my own mind, not challenging because of the service you offered, but just being a control freak in some cases. But at first, I wanted to make sure that I had all the information that I needed in order to move forward. And I have to say, you have set up such a beautiful portal. I guess it's the portal that gives you everything that you need to know. And in my previous career, when I would work with women, I would have a similar situation where I would say, look through this. And then if you have questions, ask them, because we don't want to spend a lot of time answering questions that are already been answered for you. And I have to say and direct it back to you that that portal had every single thing in alignment in a very concise way to get us to the point where now we can work with a virtual assistant, answered all the questions. And then to know now that I can go back to that now that it's been almost a year to refresh my mind, even though my virtual assistant is doing everything, so that I'm in a position to really support her. To answer your question, starting out first was a little rocky because of me, not because of them. And once we started the conversations, I probably talked to my virtual assistant more than I should have, but she's really lined up to where she knows exactly what my expectation is. And now she's moving forward. And I just sit back and I watch the social media go up. I watch the podcast be edited in a beautiful manner. And I feel like it speaks my voice because she's understanding that.
I think it's so funny because you are like a lot of our clients, that perfectionist, a little bit type A, and it is hard to let go. But you also, like you said, you have four kids, they have their own kids, and now you have a lot of grandkids. And it really is that decision. Do I want to spend my time editing my podcast or do I want to spend time playing with my grandkids? And so it's understanding that by letting go of the control, and a lot of times it is us, it's overcoming our control issues. I would say Jeannie and I are both a little controlling too, just in different ways maybe. But
okay, quick pause. This episode is sponsored by our Profit Clarity Masterclass. If you've been avoiding your finances and quietly hoping it won't catch up with you, we want you to hear this. You're not failing. This is incredibly common for most business owners. Most people don't avoid money because they don't care. They avoid it because it feels heavy, confusing, or stressful. In our free live masterclass, we're going to show you a clear, more supportive way to handle your finances so your business can actually support your life. You can learn more and save your seat at lessmathmoremoney.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
I love the fact that it doesn't always go smoothly right off the bat. You do have to figure out how you have to evolve and how you have to change. But also, I love the fact that you talk about she understands who you are and what you want, because that is the most important part of being successful working with any virtual assistant, is great communication and then really understanding who you are and what your expectations are. So I love that you talked about that part.
Yeah, it's an extension and it's part of your team. So you want your team to be your voice. You want your team to support who you are and what your beliefs are. And there's a lot of things that we can do, but they're not mind readers. So the communication is a little bit important. It's great importance as we talk to our assistants. They need to know. You can't assume that they know. You need to explain that to them. We all need direction. But having those people in our life that are giving us that support is important for sure.
Lisa, after you launched your podcast, you decided to go with our software, which is a white labeled version of High Level, which we call From Leads to Sales. So you've also had the opportunity to work with the software VAs. What was your experience with those guys?
I still don't have any clue what they're doing because it's not up to me to know what they're doing, but they're doing great. Oh my goodness. They built a website for me. I don't even know all the terms. See, it's the funnels and I don't even know what the names are, but it's just nice to know that I can send somebody a link and things happen. I don't know, but easy to communicate with, great personalities in the sense that they're very understanding and don't look at you like you're crazy because you don't have a clue what they're talking about. But it's been really great. And I'm excited to work with them again because you always have evolution in your business. I know for me, since the time I could probably help my dad build swimming pools until I am here today, everything evolves to become the person that you're meant to be, of course, but then have those support systems behind you where I want them now to do certain projects that I don't have the ability to do. So I know I can count on them to do it. So they're, again, part of our team. And I think that's important too. As an independent business owner, I'm independent. Absolutely. It's me. But then I've got all the support behind me. And it's really great to know that we can line up that way and that you have the services to help and people with people like myself.
Yeah, that's great because especially with software, if that's not your job is to run the software, it makes so much sense to just hand that off to somebody else. Say, here, produce this. You can still understand how it works and you're still the one in charge saying, this is how I want it to work. But it's nice to, you don't have to learn how to do that in the software.
And I can even speak back to me not learning how to do all the software stuff, because in your portal and in your modules, there is all that information, but just enough that you have an idea of what's happening, but not that you know exactly everything that's happening. So you do get some type of an understanding of it, because of course you want to have a little bit of information, but not to the deep dive that they're knowledgeable about. And you too, Jeannie, you're knowledgeable about as well.
It's funny because I always like to use the analogy of, if your car's making a banging sound, do you need to figure out how to fix it? Do you need to take that engine apart, figure out how to fix it before you take it to a mechanic? And no, you just go in and you say, the car's making this horrible sound, can you fix it? Or if you need to buy tires, you walk in and you say, I need to buy 4 tires. It's fascinating when we understand that we do not have to know how to do everything in our business to be successful. That's about having the right, like you said, the right support in place. And I think that's so important with software. I love understanding the big picture of how amazing the software is and all the things that it can do, but I have zero interest in being on the back end of it. And so that's been one of our passions because, again, most of our clients are more like me, not tech savvy. Not like Jeannie, who's very tech savvy. So it's been such an important part of our growth and our clients' growth when we decided to offer the software VAs. Like anything else in business, it just came along naturally. It wasn't something we set out to do, but it really makes us get up every day excited when we know we're empowering people like you to have support in your business. Because like you said, it's you own a business. It's just you. But when you have that support, it changes everything, not just freeing up your time, but how do you feel like it affected you as far as your confidence and other things go?
Oh, absolutely. Skyrockets, because again, you don't have to worry about it. But can I just revert back to just to a moment?
Okay.
So your expertise, you know, we talk about coaching. You were both coaches. You have tools that you can use. And you talk about value. And I know that you'll talk about this in a minute. But the value of what you offer for me to invest in, I'm investing in myself, but the value is your expertise. The value is knowing that, or the assistants know, you look at it and it seems simple that, oh, I click a button and it happens. Like you just mentioned, you don't need to go to the become an auto repairman, but you're paying them for their expertise. I'm paying for this service because of the expertise that I can't get in a timely manner. And of course, the time, like you said, I'd rather be hanging out with my 9 grandchildren than figuring out how to make a flow happen or a funnel happen or whatever else. But yeah, and people think, oh, I've got a problem with my air conditioner and I just paid the guy X amount of dollars to come out. All I did was move a screwdriver. He knew which screwdriver to use and which not to do. And that's what you're paying for, not the fact that he just moved a screwdriver, whatever that is. But confidence-wise, oh my gosh, it's great. It's really good. And I have communication at my fingertips with my phone because I can just go on to WhatsApp and go on to Trello and all the different tools that we have to communicate. And it doesn't have to be a long, drawn out, I have to wait 2 or 3 weeks to make sure that the issue that I have or the thing that I want to do is resolved or taken care of. And that's really good to know. It gives you that confidence. And hopefully it comes across really professional with the designs and, you know, the things that they do. And people are seeing it. And whether they're commenting on it or not doesn't mean that they're not seeing it. So that makes me feel good.
Great podcast interview. So if you haven't checked out our podcast, please do. Lisa Marie, say the name of it again.
So I have 2 podcasts. One, I do a weekly Fearlessly Debt-Free in a private group live on Thursdays. And so what we do with that information, and they're only about 20 to 30 minutes, maybe sometimes 10 minutes, giving you really great practical things that you can do right this second to help you move forward in your financial endeavors. And we take that information and, again, with the value of a virtual assistant, we'll take that video and turn it into an evergreen on YouTube and it stays forever. And then we put that out as another podcast. And then the second one I do is it's fun. It's my joy. Not that all of this isn't a joy, but it's called Big Bold Moves, Abundant Life. And I talk to the most amazing, fun guests to hear about their journeys and the big, bold moves that they've made to live their most abundant life. And I think everybody benefits from that because we all can learn from others and the things that they've done in their life to take the big, scary steps.
It's a great show, but both of them are fantastic. But I love the big, bold moves because you are having incredible conversations with people and you always walk away inspired, but also learning a little something based on everybody out there has had different experiences and different struggles. And it's interesting when you hear someone else and you can relate to what they've gone through, but see how they've succeeded, or just feeling like you're cheering for other people. And I think that's the other thing, is just cheering for them to be successful and knowing that like your whole conversation is about helping other people to become successful.
Yeah, and I love that because I was reading somewhere that there was some statistic or something about people as they come to the end of their time here on Earth. The one thing they say is, I wish I had taken more risks. I wish I had tried those big, bold moves and not been so scared. So you're inspiring so many with that podcast.
That's the hope. That's the expectation is our life is so tiny on this earth. And we have how many more birthdays, how many more Christmases? When you look at it like that, holy moly, I'm not a spring chicken anymore. You really get to the point where you have to say, if I'm not having fun, I'm not going to do it, number one. And number two, what are some of the things that I do have on the back shelf that I want to pull off and explore it? And I know that you've got some other really great clients that you work with that have inspired me with their conversations. And fortunately, I've got a chance to do some of those interviews with those clients. And it makes you think. It really does.
Yeah, I love our community. I love our members. You guys inspire us as well. And we love being able to evolve our programs and our systems and processes to further support you. And I love that you all support each other. So it's a great experience for us as well.
You got to be in community, like I said, at the very beginning, in any realm of your life. You do a lot better when you have people that have their same beliefs and values, and you get to pick that. It's not random. You get to choose who's in your life. What do they say? That you are the average of the 5 people that you're the closest to, right?
Yes, absolutely. Lisa Marie, this has been amazing. We are very happy that you are one of our clients. We are thrilled that we've had the privilege of working with you. You're doing great things in the world. And I'm going to give Lisa Marie a little shout out because We also have a program called Love Your Profit, which is about bookkeeping virtual assistants. And Lisa Marie is generously doing a bonus module that talks about how to live debt-free and to build that abundant life. And so I know that's going to bring so much value to all the people that are in that program, because once you get your finances in order, then you can really, again, you have a solid financial foundation to grow. And so we're grateful for all the things that you do.
Well, thank you. And just a caveat to that, it's not an overnight. So just getting the tools, and we like to say, get your head out of the sand and see what you're actually dealing with, brings so much stress relief. And we approach it from a point of, okay, so maybe you're not out of debt today, but let's talk about how it's going to feel. Like if you were out of debt today, how would that feel? And to really line up not only the numbers, because all we do is deal with numbers, take the emotion out of it, and then change the mindset and how that looks and how that works. And there's freedom in that. We just want to work with freedom. And the desire of my heart is always to work with clients and people who are ready for that step and ready to take that challenge, because it is a challenge, and to move forward. And it just brings so much relief, and your life is just so much better off knowing that's not hanging over your shoulders or over your head anymore.
It's exciting. And thank you so much, Lisa Marie, for being part of this today and for inspiring all of us. And you're going to do great things and inspire even more, because like you said, the having the tools, but also having the support. The numbers are one thing, but feeling good about it and feeling excited about it, that's what you're bringing to so many people. So we will put in the show notes a link to your podcasts, so that people can find, so people can listen in on those, which I know they'll be excited to do. And then we'll put a link to your website so they can learn more about you.
And then there's also a link in there. And at this time, I'm doing a 20-minute or so discovery call for free. And I imagine in the future, it's going to be a little bit different. But while it's still available for free, I can help people look through their finances and have a conversation and show them how they can save what their debt might be. So you can pay off your debt a half to a third of a time faster for a half to a third of the time of what you owe. And who can't get excited about that?
Yeah, I love that. That's awesome. Thank you so much. That's so generous that you're doing those calls for free. So we'll definitely put a link to that.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. And I just want to throw it back to you both and let you know that I thank you for all that you do. And you take a very conscious effort in connecting with all of the people that you work with. And it's appreciated that you take your time. I know you're busy. We're all busy. But every single week, multiple times a week, to really get everybody in a circle, so to speak, and really help them individually as well as in a group effort, because we know that, again, everybody has different ideas. So for you to take the time to do that and do our calls together is really appreciated.
Thank you. We love our Tuesday call.
We certainly do. Thanks, everybody, for joining us today. I hope that you've gained as much out of this as we have. So thank you again for being here. And thank you, Lisa Marie.
My pleasure.
Thanks for listening to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to this episode and you are ready to leverage video marketing on all online platforms, or maybe even start your own video podcast, then you need to check out the Done For You and Done With You program at themarketingvaadvantage.com and take your business to the next level.